And farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, a Mississippi bill became law that creates the nation's first ban on manufacturing, sale, and distribution of cell-cultured dairy products, those derived from animal cells cultured outside of a live animal. That goes into effect July 1st with fines of $500 per day or a maximum of $10,000. But Wisconsin's governor recently vetoed a bill that would have prohibited the sale of products containing cultured animal cells if not labeled as lab-grown. Well, the USDA launched a nationwide initiative to help farmers adopt new technologies with greater confidence amid ongoing economic pressures. Announced by Undersecretary Scott Hutchins, the National Proving Grounds Network for Ag Tech will evaluate agricultural technologies under real-world conditions. The program will generate data on performance and return on investment for tools such as digital and AI-driven technologies, helping farmers make more informed decisions while reducing financial risk. Well, rising energy and fuel costs are placing increasing strain on rural communities, even as the broader U.S. economy shows signs of resilience. CoBank says a strong first quarter, steady job growth, solid consumer spending, and continued investment had done little to shield rural areas from surging gas and diesel prices. Conflict in the Middle East has fueled volatility in global oil markets, and despite record domestic production, U.S. fuel prices remain closely tied.
Hello, this is Brian Gill of Gilroad Angus. We understand the commercial cattle industry, and we work for our customers every day. We would like to invite you to our annual bull and commercial replacement heifer sale on April 22nd at the ranch near Timberlake, South Dakota. We will be selling 100 yearling and age advantage bulls and 180 commercial replacement heifers. Check out the videos and catalog at GilroadAngus.com. Remember to attend the Gilroad Angus sale that's made for the commercial rancher on April 22nd. You can also watch and bid online at DVAuction.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are rising as investors monitor the chances for a peace deal between the U.S. and Iran and as oil prices retreat and big banks ushering in earnings season. Also, the producer price index inflation at the wholesale level rose 4% in the year ending in March, not as severe as economists were predicting, while core PPI, excluding food and energy, came in at 3.8%. J.P. Morgan's first quarter earnings and revenue beat Wall Street estimates, with its profit rising 13% from a year ago to over $16 billion. Its stock is down 0.5%. And Citigroup shares are up 3.5%, its profit increasing 42% to $5.8 billion in the first quarter, blowing past analysts' expectations. While Wells Fargo stock is falling over 4% after the bank reported lower than expected net interest income and a headcount reduction. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
On my last broadcast, I compared some healthcare cost figures for private hospitals and for those run by the government. Today, I'd like to talk about some other comparisons we should be making. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
The believers in socialized medicine, which for selling purposes they refer to as national health insurance, occasionally try to arouse our guilt feelings by saying how far we are behind other more enlightened nations. They talk of a total government medical program replacing our present pluralistic system of government help for the needy plus private fee for service. But they shy away from any actual comparison with nations which have total government-run health care. One of the most persistent advocates of government medicine, Senator Kennedy, visited a nursing home in Denmark for 2 hours and was quite pleased with what he saw. Apparently, however, he never heard the Danish administrator of their socialized health plan say, "Don't ask me how to control medical costs." Virtually all of Europe's socialized medicine is afflicted with rising costs, underfunding, bureaucratic ineptness, decline in quality care, overusage, personnel and facility shortages, and lack of capital for scientific modernization. In England, they've resorted to cutbacks and sweeping reforms. Still, a senior official says, quote, "Yes, we've gone too far. Waits for medical service are growing longer. Fees have doubled." An English sociologist says, "Medical nursing and paramedic personnel, most of whom enthusiastically accepted the challenge of British National Health Service and enthusiastically tried to treat patients as patients, are now soured, disenchanted, and militantly organized in their own special interest." Public administrators override the independence of professional medical opinion. Progress raises expectations which can't be fulfilled. The best professionals are few in number, therefore it's impossible for more than a few to receive the best care. The latest scientific techniques rest upon expensive equipment, therefore only a few enjoy its benefits. End quote. Then came this telling line, quote, "Neither socialized nor private medicine can change these basic facts, but socialized medicine induces the belief that it can." A year or so ago, the people of Sweden voted Karl Marx out after 40 years of socialism. Maybe this statement by a Swedish official explains why. It sounds a little like England. Waits for medical service are growing longer. Fees have doubled. The new hospital in Stockholm stands half completed for lack of funds. Doctors leave the country in the summer to escape confiscatory taxes. The income tax rate at $33,000 of earnings is 102%. Alcoholism, drug addiction, VD, mental illness, and suicide rank among the highest anywhere. Is there anything in these comparisons to make us want to imitate any of them? As I've said before, you can't socialize the doctors without socializing the patient. Isn't it time we as patients gave the doctors a hand in their fight to keep medicine out of government's hands? This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Protecting what matters on the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Barry Fisher. Advice and information on protecting what matters most in today's world. brought to you by Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers and their new associate, Heather Bordan, serving the commercial insurance needs of businesses on the Central Coast.
Good afternoon and welcome to Protecting What Matters. My name is Eric Gorham. As you can tell, I'm not Barry. Barry is out of town at the moment. He's out on business and I'm filling in for him. So I think we have a good show. We'll be talking Alzheimer's disease with some good guests here in the 1 o'clock hour. And we were supposed to have Ryan Rendell on right now, or Rendell, I should say. He is the president of Turning Points over in Cal Poly there. And so far, he's not here. Maybe he'll be joining us soon. Hopefully, that's the case. But I guess we'll change gears a little bit. You know, one thing I've been watching is this gubernatorial race. And it's interesting to me. You see a lot of things on social media right now. Our DA is very much pushing Chad Bianco. We see Steve Hilton, and we're, you know, the party's kind of cut in half with these two. I think that that Bianco's pulling the more hard right, where Hilton is pulling the right, and the NPP, and maybe the left of center. And I'm hoping you guys will call in. I want you to show me where I'm wrong. I have a question, and I'll get to that question here shortly. But I want to know, especially from the Bianco supporters, how do you see his path to victory? And I'm not talking about the primary. I'm talking about how does he win the election, even if it is, and I don't think it will be, but if it's Hilton and Bianco, how does Bianco win? How does he pull the MPPs? How does he pull the center, the left of centers? I don't know how, and I want you guys to tell me how, because if you're not, this is my opinion, you can tell me how I'm wrong again. If Bianco has no chance of winning the general election, why are you voting for him? Why are you so behind him? Because that's how I see it. I don't see how he pulls it off. I don't know how he beats Hilton, and I definitely don't know how he could possibly win against a Democrat when you're only pulling the further right vote. And I'm not discounting that vote. I just enjoy strategy, especially political strategy. And I think, you know, again, I've been asking this question on social media a lot, and all I really get is I don't like Hilton. Well, if you want to be a loser, then that's great. If you can't find somebody that has a path to victory, then it's just totally ideological. And I can't get behind that. You know, there's no victory in being an ideologue. So tell me, I really want to know. I want to see the phone lines light up, and I want someone to explain to me, please, how this man wins. If he cannot pull even the right of center vote, how does he win? How does he win in a general election? Let's say somehow he gets, you know, the bigger part of the Republican vote in the primary. He beats Hilton. How does he win after that? I don't think he'll beat Hilton in the primary, but it's really too early to make those arguments. A lot can happen. We've seen Eric Swalwell with go down in smoke, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he resigned from public service altogether yesterday. Let me know if I'm wrong on that one. I kind of hit the news, but I was pretty busy yesterday. But what I've seen from Hilton, and I'm not saying I think one's better than the other. Here's my opinion. This is my opinion. I'll put it out there very quickly. If you're a conservative in California, you have to find the most conservative candidate that can win. That's not meaning you have to find the most conservative candidate. It's the most conservative candidate that can win an election. And if you don't go with that person, you're doomed to lose. I literally believe, you know, Bianco at this point, he goes up against any Democrat, he loses by 20 points easy. And tell me where I'm wrong, because he's only pulling from the far right for the most part. Now, a lot of people have argued, well, Trump endorsed Hilton. Well, he did. But I would argue that Bianco is still the far right candidate. That's the platform. Hilton maybe got the, maybe Trump thinks like I do. I don't know. I'm not saying he does, but he's trying to pick the most conservative candidate that can win and put his support behind that person. And I don't know if that support actually gets a win in California. I don't know that that's a good thing for Hilton that he gained President Trump's endorsement due to the fact that we live in a heavily populated progressive slash left of center state. So, and a lot of people in this state that are left of center, really further out. But even a lot of the left of center, a lot of the right of center don't like Trump. I hate to say it. So where do we go? And, I'd really like to know. I'd really like to hear from you, the people that are behind Chad. How does he win? And again, you can give us a call at 238-5775, 238-KPRL, or you can text to the same number, 238-5775. So when you're texting, dial that 805-238-5775. Give us a text. Let me know the text line is working. Usually I test it out before I get here. But I really, I'm interested to know, and here's what I've seen from Hilton, and it, to some degree, rubs the right, especially the wrong way. You know, he has come out in favor of certain things that would be, you know, more geared towards the left, but I think he's doing that to win an election. I think he's doing that to put California, you know, right now we're in a place in California that if you had someone left of center, someone right of center, it doesn't take anyone far to the right to try to right this ship. We're in a bad place. And realistically, when I look at who's running on the liberal ticket, I don't see anyone, not anyone that's a front runner anyway, that isn't going to spend more money, that isn't going to put us into more debt, that isn't going to start more problems, that isn't going to keep dividing our state. And that's a problem to me. So here we go. You know, I don't know what the answer is, but I do know that Hilton is reaching out left of center. He is definitely going for the MPP. And I hate to tell you a secret. Your local party has been reaching out to MPPs. We need them. We need them to win. And this state, I believe they're about 22 to 30%, depending on where you're at. So we'll just go with the lower number for the whole state, 22% of the electorate. Here in California, I believe we are about somewhere between 34 and 35% of the electorate is considered conservative. You know, if we can embrace the MPPs and left of centers, guess what? We can win elections. And we don't do that by being overly too far to the right. No matter where you stand, it's not a winning combination. And I'm not trying to say anybody's wrong, you know. I'm just trying to say, how do you win in the state? How do you not lose by 20 points every time we run somebody, you know? How do we get somebody back as governor? And if we do, how successful are they going to be at changing things? It's a step in the right direction, I will tell you that. And I honestly believe if we can get these two Republicans as the winners in the primary, which, you know, so far they've been polling back and forth that way. When I look at the polls overall, I know if you're on Facebook, you see Bianco probably posting more when he's winning polls. When I'm actually looking at the polls, I see Hilton generally ahead. I see Bianco a lot of times in second. Occasionally, he is coming to first and a good part of the time in third. With Eric Strawell gone, we'll see where that goes. I don't know. But, you know, and I'm going to keep putting this out here until somebody calls or this half hour ends. I want to know what the path for Bianco is. How does he win? How does he win the election? I think, you know, you could give him odds for winning the primary, but what does that do? Honestly, what does it do? It gives us, especially if Hilton can't come in second in the primary, it hands us a loss immediately. I hate to say it, but it's true. Unless somebody can come change my mind, you know, there's that guy out there on social media that asked the liberals to change their minds. I'm going to ask the more conservatives on here, change my mind. Tell me how he can win. I see the passion. I see the posts. I see the arguments. Why you like him and why you don't like Hilton, but not who can win. And at the end of the day, it's who can win. So please let me know. I want at least some strategy. I've been asking that question for about 3 weeks now, and literally getting, I already told you this, you know, Hilton bad, me like Bianco. I hate to say it. It's not the greatest argument, you know. And I know as conservatives, we tend to be more set in our ways. We tend not to let our minds get swayed. But, you know, in this case, you know, and maybe I'm trying to sway your mind. Maybe I'm trying to, but I'm trying to do it in a way that shows, just show me who can win. And get behind the winner, you know, and it would be nice if we could get those two in. I kind of doubt it's going to happen, but I don't see how it wins. We do have a text here. Let's go there. I'm so glad you're talking about this. I'm a reformed Dem and now an MPP voter, and I will support Hilton for exactly the reasons you've laid out. And again, I'm not overly trying to push this, but I generally don't understand how Bianco has a chance. There, in my opinion, he has no chance. He cannot even pull the MPPs. He will divide that vote. If he's lucky, he'll get a small portion of that vote. He's not going to get the left of center, at least not very much of it. You know, right now, Hilton's polling at about in the 20s for MPPs, and that's across a lot of different candidates. So he's got almost a quarter of the MPP behind him right now. I know a lot of people are undecided, especially on the left. There's entirely too many candidates, but that's, you know, the front runner is out. Looks like he might even be in some legal trouble. So let's see where it goes. But again, what I see Hilton doing is reaching out. Now, I don't like or endorse all the programs that he's pushing, but if the greater part of California does, and he's the more conservative that can win, why wouldn't I support that? Why do we as conservatives sit there and get so poignant on it has to be this person? He doesn't have a chance to win, but it has to be this person. And I'm trying to understand that. And I really hope we get a few phone calls, because when I know I post this stuff on Facebook, you know, you get a storm, you know, and maybe that's the keyboard warriors out there, but you get a storm of, you know, this is this and that. You know, I haven't got anything coherent. You know, I talked to one person and I understand her point. Her point was, you know, she met the man, didn't like the man, didn't like the way he was trying to move on. Or, you know, I won't get into all the details, but I can understand that. Somebody rubs you the wrong way. But then we still have to have strategy. If somebody, you know, not all leaders are well liked, it's whether you're well respected. Now, you know, that's one question I didn't think to ask her. You know, do you respect a person? Do you respect their platform? Because I've worked for a lot of people and I've led a lot of people that probably don't like me, and people that I didn't like necessarily personally, but I respected them. I respected the job they did. I respected the decisions they made. I respected their fairness, if I can speak here. And to the end of it, can you respect a person? Can they win? Are they the most conservative candidate? That, to me, is 100% of what matters. And good afternoon and welcome to Protecting What Matters. You're on the air.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I have an opinion on this race.
Okay.
Some things that I heard. From a gentleman out of Northern California. He's up near Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And he's quite a businessman. He's connected with a lot of economic issues and real estate and loans and all kinds of things like that. And he interviewed Chad Bianco, and I watched that interview. Bianco seems to be, like you said, very conservative. And on the other hand, Steve Hilton seems to be able to pick and choose a lot of his issues.
Mm-hmm.
But this gentleman said that he seems to think that Bianco is going to beat him. And the reason being is that there are so many people with TDS in this state and that hate the president so much that when he endorsed Steve Hilton, that automatically he lost a lot of support. And he seems to think that he will be the victor, that Bianco will be the victor when it comes down to it.
And I do agree with you. I think I spoke to that earlier. I think that that endorsement might have hurt Hilton more than helped him in this state. I don't think that's the case in every state, but definitely in California.
Right.
I would say without a doubt that Bianco is the more conservative, farther to the right candidate. So it really depends if people look at substance over, you know, over just words or endorsements. I don't know how that'll work. And I do believe that Bianco can win. And, you know, of course, in this state, it's whoever gets the top vote. So it could be two Democrats, could be two Republicans, could be a Republican and a Democrat. I guess what I'm trying to argue is after the primary, does Chad have a chance of winning? I don't believe he has a chance of winning.
Well, that's when you'll find out what how if people are sick and tired of things. You know, that's where you're going to find that. Like this morning, there's all this stuff about the price of fuel and everything. Well, you know, it's got to break somewhere. It can't keep going like it is. And that in turn makes the price of food and everything else goes up. When oil goes up, everything goes up.
No, I believe you're right. And I also believe
people don't see that. They think, oh, well, you know, it's an oil company. So, you know what? It's kind of like this. If you're selling a car and two people are bidding on it and somebody says, but, you know, they're going to give you a certain price for it, and another guy comes in and wants to give you a considerable amount more, what are you going to do?
It's exactly.
What the market will bear. So it's like, if you're a capitalist, you know, that's one thing. Cars cost different money depending on what the vehicle is. So you make the best deal that you can make.
Right.
And that's what the oil companies are doing.
Yeah, and
It's called make hay while the sun shines.
Oh, exactly. And I think, unfortunately, in this state, and really in our country, and maybe I'm jaded. I might be coming across jaded the last couple of weeks, because I feel that we have a populace, especially in California, but really in America, there's a certain degree that generally fly under that liberal banner that have been enslaved by the party. They've been shown they don't own their party. They're owned by their politicians. They do what politicians want instead of making politicians. And I think that's a fault overall in our country, but I see that more because of the enslavement due to incentives, due to welfare. There's a million different incentives that have been handed out to enslave people. And they think the government's here to help me. And we all know, you know, Ronald Reagan, what he had said, you know, if somebody knocks on your door and says, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help you, you should run the other direction.
Right.
Every single time.
Well, the other thing is, too, if you look at the populace, okay, and the demographics, you have a lot of people that are on the dole here, okay, in this state, and they're going to vote to what benefits them, okay? That's going to keep that train running. The other people... There's another group.
We're going to run out of time, sir. I apologize, okay. But we'll be right back with Protecting What Matters. I hope you'll join us.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at WeHelpYouLegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
And welcome back to Protecting What Matters. Again, my name is Eric Gorham. I'm filling in for Barry. He's out on assignment this week out in the insurance world, but he will be back next week. And, you know, if I knew the show, I'd tell you about it. But we do have, you won't have to listen to me obloviating in the next hour. We have the Alzheimer's Association of California. We have a young woman from Cal Poly going to tell her mother's story. We're going to be going over a few things here, but, and I think one more importantly, I think we're going to hit, what dementia is and what Alzheimer's is, because I think that gets interchanged quite a bit, and it's not really interchangeable. There's a difference there. So we'll be talking about those things. If you have questions on those, get them ready. Again, we are almost out of time for this half an hour. We have a couple texts here. If you want to call in, now is the time. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, or text your questions or comments in, because we'll be running out of time here shortly. I have a few texts. The first one. Steve Hilton is likable. Chad Bianco comes across as an arrogant bully. You know, and I've heard that. I don't know that he's a bully or anything, but the first time I met him was about 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. I'm trying to remember. He was at another radio station that I was a guest on. He was walking out. He had not yet thrown his hat in, but basically he was going around the state getting his name out there. He already knew he was going to run, and he was just trying to talk on things and kind of feel things out. And as I was walking in and he was walking out, he was the guest introduced him to me and told him, oh, this is a person in the Central Coast you probably want to know. He's on the Central Committee. He's out there doing a lot of radio, going to a lot of events, etc. And basically Chad stuck his nose up at me, walked by, didn't shake my hand. I thought, you know, maybe it looked like I had the plague or something, but that's just how he behaved that day. And I wasn't impressed by it, but to be honest with you, that doesn't seal the deal for me. You know, it doesn't make me not like him as a, you know, one thing I will tell you that bugs me about Chad is he spends entirely too much time on the Central Coast. This isn't going to get you the votes, buddy. I hate to tell you, you know, staying here, you want to know why Hilton hasn't come here that much? Because there's not enough votes. And when I see a candidate that comes to the Central Coast as much as Chad does, I think, well, he likes it here because people like him. But it's, you got to go out to the hard places. You got to go get knocked around a little bit and change people's minds about you. And it doesn't matter here. I hate to say it. You know, our votes do matter, but changing an electorate, and we don't have enough people. You know, we have I mean, shoot, what did Trump get? Anyway, it doesn't matter. We have millions of votes here. We're about a quarter. We're not even a quarter million. The next text we got here. I don't trust Bianco. He knelt for BLM and is a pro amnesty. People need to go look it up. And one thing I will say is don't take anybody's word for anything. Don't take my word. Don't go look things up. Find out for yourself. You know, Bianco has an excuse for that. I kind of look at it as more excuse oriented. It's an answer. Do I believe it? Not necessarily, but could it be true? Of course it could be. Go look things up. If somebody says something about Hilton, somebody says something about Bianco, go look it up for yourself. Go find the information. We live in an information heyday of an era, so you it's all out there. You can watch the videos. You can see for yourself. And, you know, don't just watch the five-second clip. If it's a 2-5-minute clip, watch the whole 5 minutes because context means everything. So now we are getting down to the end to it, and I'm still hoping someone out there will call me like right now, you know, here it is, 238-5775, and tell me how Bianco makes it and wins the primary, or not the primary, I'm sorry, the general election. I do believe, like the last caller, that he could win the primary, or he could come in second, you know, and to me, it's a tragedy if Hilton isn't one or two, because I just don't know how Bianco does not lose by 20 points. And I keep repeating myself, but I'm doing it. I'm hoping some of you out there that are supporting this man will call me and tell me how, oh, this is the clear path and maybe I missed it. I'm hoping I did, because we have two people running, and I think one of them has a chance of getting through the primary. I know a lot of people are hoping for two. I think the fact that we have the leader in the polls for the Dems, Eric Swalwell, is gone. So a lot of his vote is going to go probably between one or two other people, which will bring them up considerably in the polls. And he was polling second quite often. Again, Hilton polling in the number one place more often than not. Occasionally, Bianco was polling number one, but he's polled number one, number two, and number three quite often. Probably two and three more often than not, regardless of what social media tells us. So let's see what happens. You know, ideally we have two Republicans. I know that everybody is banking on that. I really don't know that that's going to happen, especially now that Swalwell's gone. We have the other two will get a bigger share of that vote. We also have about 25% of the Democratic vote undecided. That goes somewhere, and that's going to raise up, these other candidates once those decisions are made. So can we get one guy in? I think we can. Hopefully we can get two, but I think we can get one in. And honestly, get the one in, support the one that might be able to win an election, not the one that's going to lose by 20 points. I'm going to beat this dead horse until this show ends, to be honest with you, because it's very frustrating to me. I've heard it. I've heard it. And again, I don't think Chad's a bad guy. Don't think Hilton's a great guy. I, again, am imploring you to look at who is the most conservative candidate that can win a chance, or that can win the race. Excuse me. Got a little sidetracked there. Who is it? Is it Bill? Is it Clinton? Is it is it Bianco? Is it Hilton? I would say almost undoubtedly that it's Hilton. Maybe you guys can talk about this a little more in the morning with Kevin. I'd love to turn on the show and have somebody explaining why I was wrong today. But if not, you know, get out there, do your research. And the main thing is go out there and vote. Don't listen to anybody but yourself. You know, and listen to what I said and find out. Do you think that's true? Is what I'm saying is true, or am I off my rocker? Anyway, I hope you let me know, and I hope you stay tuned for the second half of Protecting What Matters.
Join us next Tuesday for Protect What Matters the Most with Barry Fisher. Send your questions and show topic ideas to barry@blazinbear.com. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.